Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune called Kentucky Romp, and it was written in honour of the occasion when the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band got invited to play at the Kentucky Romp Festival, the River of Music Party. And that tune was written for that, and it was good fun to record, good fun to play, and it's still a good fun tune to play on stage. Got a nice chord sequence in there. Well, I hope you're going to enjoy today's offerings. We got a real mixed bag today, reflecting some of the things I've been doing over the last week or so. But we're going to kick off with a tune from the Lonesome River Band from way back 1991. And Dan Tominski on mandolin, Ronnie Bowman on bass, Sammy Shelaw on banjo. It's his first album with the Lonesome River Band. Tim Austin on guitar, and the song I've picked is Money in the Bank, which is Dan doing the lead vocals, and Alison Krauss, a very young Alison Krauss, is getting to play fiddle on this one. Hope you're going to enjoy it. Money in the Bank, I'd enjoy that. Boy, it's not going to happen though, I don't think, around here. Here we go.
Won't stand in line. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. So chalk it up, mark it down. Look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. Mark it down, look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. Chalk it up, mark it down, I'll be nowhere to be found. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank.
They're a good band, aren't they? What a groove they get when they're playing. Wonderful rhythm section and great vocals. We're going to hear from Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa now. Wayne Taylor's got a lovely voice. I first heard of him when he began working with Bill Emerson. And he obviously has his own group and does, it's, this is an album for 2010, so it's after the time that he played with Bill Emerson. He's got some lovely songs on here. Wayne Taylor plays guitar, does the lead and baritone vocals. Emery Lester is the mandolin player. Lee Marcus on banjo. Kenny Hyatt on bass. And they got a neat sound and based all around Wayne's great voice. Here he is singing a song called The Southern Railroad Line.
From my great-grandfather's porch, you can see the South Fork River. Just a silver ribbon cutting through the pines. When the cold wind blew the leaves away, it made the branches shiver. Yeah, you could see that trestle on the Southern Railroad line. Well, we used to count the cars, try to guess where they were going, as the purple shadows claimed another day. And our evening serenade was just that lonesome whistle blowing through the hollows up the hills and down the halls of yesterday. Now the trains used to roll by here 25 a day, and some of them's 100 flat cars long, until Buck Duke dammed the river up and washed the tracks away, made a lake out of the old man's cotton farm. And now 40 miles of track under 20 feet of water are all that's left to show that at one time life in the South, like the blood in our veins, ran right down that Southern Railroad line. Parts of his own body, he could tell by the sound the drivers made. Yeah, he knew which engineer had his hand upon the throttle, by the way he built the steam up to help her make the grade. Then he said one time them tracks ran all the way to Mississippi, Atlanta, Mobile, Natchez, right on down. Then he said, one day I'm bound to ride, son, you're gonna ride her with me, till he run clean out of track and have to turn that train around. Yeah, the trains used to roll by here 25 a day, man, some of them's 100 flat cars long, until Buck Duke dammed the river up and washed the tracks away, made a lake out of the old man's cotton farm. And now 40 miles of track under 20 feet of water are all that's left to show that at one time life in the South, like the blood in our veins, ran right down that Southern Railroad line. And now 40 miles of track under 20 feet of water, it's just a forlorn headstone progress left behind. Everything was fine back in 1929, riding down that Southern Railroad line.
Hasn't he got a nice voice? Hope you enjoyed that. Just a month or so ago, I played a new album I had from Mike Compton called Rare and Fine, Uncommon Tunes of Bill Munro. And there's some absolute gems on here. I'm going to play one of them now. The one I've chosen is called Mississippi River Blues, and it's got Jeremy Stevens playing acoustic rhythm guitar. No, I don't think there's any banjo on this one. Mike Bubb playing bass, the three fiddles, Munro would have loved it. Shad Cobb, Laura Orshaw, and Michael Cleveland playing the fiddles, and Mike Compton, of course, is playing the Bill Monroe-style mandolin. It's a great album. I can highly recommend it if you are still into buying albums. Rare and fine, uncommon tunes of Bill Monroe, and here we are with the tune Mississippi River Blues. Mississippi River Blues. It's an old Bill Monroe tune, and there's some gems on this album, believe me. That was Russ Carson playing the banjo on that one, although it's not credited. He's playing the banjo on all the other tracks, so I guess he was playing on that one too, and it just got missed out on the liner notes. Time for some woman vocalising here. Here's Donna Ulysses from her album, An Easy Climb. She put this album out in 2011, and it's the title track, An Easy Climb, and her notes about it, it's a song that she wrote herself, is the recipe for this one is simple. I used a little reflection about my married life. Well, that's an interesting way to write a song. I never wrote any like that. I should have done. Here we are with the song An Easy Climb, Donna Ulysses.
Some nights are solid gold, and some days are black as coal. That's how my life rolls. Like a stone on some unforgiven throne, judging me alone until I'm waking of a morning to find you sleeping by my side. Just an easy climb. Memories are like the sea, sad ones are fathoms deep. They roll inside of me until I'm waking up. Just an easy climb. And I am a lucky soul to have found your warm hand to hold in this world. I am a thankful
nice song there from Donna Ulysses. Well, one of the first real influences on my early bluegrass music career was Dillard's, and their Live Almost album was just brilliant. Lots of people in New Zealand managed to get copies of it. It was imported by some of the record shops here, and a very rare event in the 1960s, believe me. But lots of people learnt some bluegrass from the Dillards, and I spent hours trying to learn this particular banjo tune. Doug Dillard plays it brilliantly. It's the old Dixie Breakdown, written by Don Reno and played beautifully by Doug Dillard on banjo. He had Dean Webb on mandolin, Rodney Dillard on guitar, and Mitch Jane on bass, and this was from their Live Almost album. This is how it's done, folks. Thank you. You could hear a little bit of talking in the background of that one just as they're playing as a live concert. That's what happens, folks. You get a little bit of talking and a little great banjo playing, wasn't it? So clear. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big store in Anglesey Street, Hamilton, and they can meet all your musical needs. Go and see them for instruments, accessories, strings, straps, guitar stands, all that sort of stuff, and they're very helpful, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Just wonderful to have. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, stationed in Hamilton in the North Island of New Zealand. And it goes around various access radio stations in New Zealand and also access radio stations in Canada, high up to all you folk up in the north there, and to Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. And I hope you're all enjoying listening to it. We're going to hear Lonesome River Band again. You Gotta Do What You Gotta Do. That's an interesting title for a song. And this time, Ronnie Bowman gets to sing lead with his really great country voice. Lonesome River Band.
Call from my good girl today. Said she must be going on her way. There's better things on down the line, and I'll not try to change her mind. She seems to think we're better off this way. But my heart, it breaks in two. It can't believe that it's true. Though I want you to stay, gotta do what you gotta do. Off my mind, 'cause a girl like you is hard to find. But somehow I'll just have to stop my breathing. But my heart, it breaks in two. It can't believe that it's true. And though I want you to stay, you're leaving anyway. But you gotta do what you gotta do. Be better if I'd never known your love, then I wouldn't know just what I'm missing. But I've seen that look in your eyes, and now it comes as no surprise that another's lips soon you will be kissing. But my heart, it breaks in two. It can't believe that it's true. Though I want you to stay, you gotta do what you gotta do. And my heart is set on you. It can't believe that it's true. Though I want you to stay, you're leaving anyway. But you gotta do what you gotta do. You're gonna do what you gotta do.
A Lonesome River Band. You got to do what you got to do. I was excited last week. I got a new CD in the mail, and it's one from Pete Rowan, 2022, brand new CD. Peter Rowan, and the album is entitled Calling You From My Mountain. And he's got some great bluegrass music on here. It's some of the nicest stuff that I've heard Pete Rowan doing. His band is himself on guitar and vocals, Chris Henry on mandolin and harmony vocals. I saw Chris Henry at one of the Mountain Grass festivals in Australia a few years ago. Max Wareham on banjo and some harmony vocals, Julian Pinelli on fiddle, Eric Thorin on acoustic bass. And throughout the album, he has a few guests on it, like Molly Tuttle and Billy Strings and Mark Howard, all good bluegrass. And he's got some lovely songs. The first one is a real classic. It's sort of in the vein of some of those early Flat and Scruggs songs where the first, second, and third line is the same, and then it's got a tag line for the fourth line. And it's Woody Guthrie's tune, New York Town, and despite the fact that it's really about nothing, it's a good fun tune. And then the second one is one written by Peter Rowan's brother Lauren, and it's a called Veil of Deja Vu. That's a bit more of a Pete Rowan title, isn't it? But we're going to hear a couple of songs from the new Pete Rowan album. It's put out on Rebel, and they do a fine job of selecting some great bluegrass music, and I really think you're going to enjoy this. Okay, take it away, Pete.
1, 2, 3. Down New York Town today, I was standing down in New York Town today, down and out in New York Town today. Hey, 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 hey. I didn't have a nickel, didn't have a solid dime. Didn't have a nickel, didn't have a solid dime. Didn't have a nickel, didn't have a solid dime. Hey, 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 hey. Every man has a little hard luck sometimes. Every man has a little hard luck sometimes. Every man has a little hard luck sometimes. Hey, 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 hey. I'm gonna ride that new morning train. I'm gonna ride that new morning train. I'm gonna ride that new morning rail. Hey, 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 sleight of hand, the queen of hearts, your love to win. Joker's wild, you've gone again.
every town I ramble round, I'm always missing you. Shadows falling on my heart in shades of deja blue, in shades. Dealt the cards to win and never to lose. Under your spell, in love I fell with my darling Deja Blue. Every town I ramble round, I'm always missing. Shadows falling on my heart in shades of deja blue, in shades of deja blue. And when they lay my body down, at last you will be true. Your telltale heart behind the veil, your veil of day. Shadows falling on my heart in shades of deja blue, in shades of deja blue, in shades of deja blue.
The new album from Peter Rowan, Calling You From My Mountain, and it's got some great songs on it. I think we'll be hearing a little bit from that in future episodes of Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, from very recently recorded bluegrass, let's jump right back to 1956 now. And this is a recording of the great Buzz Busby, who was a bit of a legend around the Washington and surrounding area. Mandolin player, strong tenor vocalist, and he recorded some of the earliest bluegrass music around the Washington area. And this track is from 1956. And Buzz, I've been reading a book about, or rereading a book about John Duffy's bluegrass life, and it's really a history of bluegrass around the Washington area, because John Duffy was so much part of that. And he covers working with Buzz Busby. Buzz Busby was a mandolin player and a tenor singer, and I think John Duffy played some dobro with him. I'm not sure if he ever recorded with him. But playing with Buzz Busby on this recording is Charlie Waller on guitar, Porter Church on banjo, Carl Nelson on fiddle, and Vance Truel on bass. And Buzz is playing his crazy style of mandolin, the fastest tremolo in the East, really, and he's got a very strong vocal pattern. This was before the car accident that the band had, from which the Country Gentlemen were formed, and when these guys had an accident on the way to a gig, or some of the Buzz Busby band had an accident on the way to a gig, Bill Emerson wanted to keep the gig, so he took a few guys like Charlie Waller and John Duffy and put them together and formed the Country Gentlemen, and that's another story in itself, and we might hear something from that just a little bit later on in the show. But here we are with Buzz Busby, some classic 1956 bluegrass called Lonesome Road.
The lonesome road that winds down the trail of broken hearts is my fate to travel forevermore. The road is rough and long, and the pleasures are none. Down this lonesome road I'll travel forevermore.
Some classic bluegrass there, folks, and a bit special to hear some of that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music I love. It's from my shelves, and I dig deeply sometimes to try and find something that I think you might like those last gems, and then other times I take albums that are sort of on the top of the heap because I've been played just a bit more often. So there's a real mixture. I always try and get that for you. Big hello to all the people who tune in on the podcast. Thanks very much. I know there's lots of different ways that you can tune in to Back Porch Bluegrass, maybe from Free FM itself, or from Spotify or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, a bunch of different ways, and I just appreciate you taking the time to tune in and listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. It's my take on the music. I've been playing it since the mid-1960s. Way down here in New Zealand, we probably have a different take on the music that you might have in other parts of the world, but we really enjoy our bluegrass music. And in fact, saying that we have a different take on it, we learn a lot of things from people like John Duffy, who had the theory that you could take songs from anywhere and make them into bluegrass. And Hamilton County Bluegrass Band adopted that idea very early on in the piece. After listening to the Dillards and Flat and Scruggs, we then heard people like Emerson and Waldron and the Country Gentlemen and thought, we can do any song we like, bluegrass style. And that's what I'm going to play for you now. From the album Encore, recorded in 1997. David Calder on mandolin, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Paul Trenwith on banjo, that's me, Jeremy Trenwith on bass, and Alan Rhodes, one of the original members of the group, along with David and Paul and Colleen, doing the lead vocals. And here's a song that you've probably heard done lots of times before, but not necessarily by a bluegrass band, done by the Eagles and called Take It Easy, and this is what it sounds like bluegrass style. Hamblin County Bluegrass Band, Take It Easy, folks.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that wanna own me, 2 that wanna stole me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed floor, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose or we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy. Just a little hard to find. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
That's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1997, Taking It Easy. I'm not sure that we'd get away with playing that now. It's just a pretty full-on song to do, and a great tenor by David Calder there just capped off the song. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's hear from Wayne Taylor and the band Appaloosa again from the Out in the Middle of Nowhere CD. And here's a tune written by Jake Landers, great bluegrass songwriter, called Secret of the Waterfall.
Ever fall from the lips of a fool. Jennifer was 17, the same age as I. She
had lived next door to us since we were five. She knew I loved her dearly and told her many times, looking forward to the day when she would be all mine. One more year of school we thought those wedding bells would ring, but the hand of fate has ways of changing everything. Walked upon the two of them down by the waterfall. Jennifer and Jimmy Jones, they saw me not at all. Down by the waterfall, where the water runs so cool, there no secrets ever fall from the lips of a fool. Jones was married and had a family, and I couldn't understand why they did this to me. They both were scared, but all they thought I'd do was tell his wife. Faces turned a mask of fear before I took their life. People thought that Jennifer just up and ran away. Jimmy Jones, who disappeared, a mystery today. Many years had passed, but vividly I still recall. Only I alone know what's behind the waterfall. Down by the waterfall, where the waters run so cool, there no secrets ever fall from the lips of a fool, from the lips of a fool.
Oh, that's a pretty violent song, isn't it? All encased in great bluegrass music there by Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa. From following on from the Buzz Busby song, here's Early Country Gentlemen, 1960. John Duffy, Charlie Waller, Eddie Adcock had joined the group by now, and Tom Gray was there on bass. And here's their classic rendition of the song, Darling Alleluia.
Yeah,
all that's a good fun song, and Hamilton County recorded that one, but that was early Country Gentlemen when they were really finding their sound and really putting it together. And once I get onto a theme, I stick with it. So the next song, and it's a gospel song, time for a gospel song, is from Eddie and Martha Adcock. And they do some great music together. Eddie Adcock was a banjo player on that one, on this album. He plays banjo, he plays guitar, he plays mandolin, he does vocals. Martha plays rhythm guitar and lead guitar. And it's got Missy Raines on bass, our friend Missy Raines. And it's a gospel song called "I'm Gonna Get There Soon." And this is Eddie Adcock, who was just playing banjo on that one. Hear how he sounds this time.
In the shelter of a mountain, I will rest my weary burden. I will cling to the rock of my soul. I will stay right there with Jesus, and I'll live for him alone. For he washed away my sins and made me whole. Gonna get there soon,
gonna get there soon.
Gonna be a river to cross. Gonna get there soon,
gonna get there soon.
Ain't gonna let my soul be lost.
Gonna get there soon, whatever the cost.
Then I'll call on him, I'll get across. There is lightning on the mountain, there is thunder in the hills, there is fury in the heavens, but my Lord is ever still. There's a storm upon the water, and I can't see through the clouds, but I know it shows the way and always will. Gonna get there soon,
gonna get there soon.
Gonna be a river to cross. Gonna get there soon,
gonna get there soon.
Ain't gonna let my soul be lost.
Gonna get there soon, whatever the cost.
Then I'll call on him, I'll get across. Jesus always brings the sunshine, and he leads us to the day. He will keep us from the darkness, he protects us when we stray. If we trust his hand to guide us and entreat him when we pray, he will surely lift us up and show the way. Gonna get there soon,
gonna get there soon.
Gonna be a river to cross. Gonna get there soon,
gonna get there soon.
Ain't gonna let my soul be lost.
Gonna get there soon, whatever the cost.
Then I'll call on him, I'll get across. I'll get
Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the real mixture of bluegrass music that I've played for you. And we're going to, I need to remind you to find the running list for the show. If you go to Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand or Back Porch Bluegrass NZ to find the running list on Facebook. And if you get there, like it, have a look at what I've played, and that'd be nice. But a few things happening around here. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session on the fourth Sunday of each month. Morrinsville Country Music Club concert on the second Friday of each month. Just remember those and support local musicians. We'll take it out with the Dillards from their Live Almost album. Great song by Bob Dylan called Walking Down the Line. Mitch Jane introduces the song.
I don't know how many of you know who Bobby Dylan is, but he's probably done more for folk music or had more influence on folk music than anybody. He has a voice very much like a dog with its leg caught in barbed wire. But that doesn't matter, because what he does is write the songs. He wrote a song that we like real well and wanted to try to do it ourselves in a bluegrass style. This song is called Walking Down the Line.
Walking down the line, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a fine to tell about my troubled mind.
I got a heavy-headed gal, I got a heavy-headed gal. I got a heavy-headed gal, she ain't a feeling well. When she's better, only time will tell.
Well, I'm walking down the line,
I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. My feet'll be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind.